AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Donald Trump is forced to cancel a Chicago campaign rally.
For the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day.
Protesters inside the arena got into skirmishes with Trump supporters. The candidate says that it's not him that the anger is directed at. He says it's frustration over the nation's economy. In nearby Summit, Illinois, Democrat Bernie Sanders says,
"The last Wall Street Journal NBC poll had me beating Donald Trump by 18 points.
He tells supporters that if turnout is high in next Tuesday's primary, he can win the state of Illinois next week. Ohio's elections chief says he won't appeal a judge's ruling that allows 17-year-olds to vote in that state's presidential primary. That move comes after a state appeals court set a date for Monday for a hearing the day before the Tuesday election. The official in charge of global climate negotiations says on Earth Day next month, she expects some 80 to 100 countries will sign a landmark agreement that was reached in Paris in December. Officials in Louisiana parishes north of New Orleans are reporting that there are more rain-related problems. They cite dozens of roads that are closed because of high water. Hundreds of people have been forced from their homes, and some rivers are said to be reaching historic flood levels. Authorities say Keith Emerson, the founder of the group Emerson, Lake & Palmer, may have taken his own life. Police in Santa Monica, California say the 71-year-old Emerson had an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. This is AP Radio News. The nation says goodbye to former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Some brought emotional memories, others brought laughter. All remembered how devoted the former First Lady was to her beloved Ronnie.
Theirs was a love story for the ages.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney recalled a woman of charm and resolve. Former Secretary of State James Baker said she made Reagan president.
Absolutely, without a doubt, his closest advisor.
And now, said son Ron Reagan, his parents will lie together overlooking the Pacific forever.
As night falls, they will look out across the valley. My father will tell her that the lights below are her jewels.
This is Mark Smith.
New Jersey Transit and its rail workers have reached a tentative deal to avert a strike. It would have thrown Monday's commute into New York into chaos. Stocks closed higher on Friday, the Dow with a gain of 218 points. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.